This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's talk some Chiefs football. Yesterday was the day where everybody films players, you know, coming into the facility, and they've got their TVs with them. And, it was, you know, people were joking about Patrick Mahomes saying for the first time he's brought his TV because of the college football video game. But there was one comment he made about the mindset of the team. And normally, look, sometimes you're like, well, of course they want to win. They're never satisfied and all that. But when you've won back-to-back Super Bowls and you're going for a three-peat, it would be easy to say like, well, yeah, of course last season everything was fine. But that's not the mindset they have, and I think it's very important going forward.
We're back in St. Joe's. It's time to get better. Every season starts different. You got to come in with that same mentality you had the year before, even a higher intensity. And even though we won the Super Bowl last year, we felt like we didn't play our best football, especially offensively. So it's our goal to be better that way, and we have to come in with that mentality every single day. Yeah, I mean, obviously the end result was awesome, but I mean, I think a lot of us still have a weird feeling in our mouth because I mean, we really didn't play the football the way we wanted to play all year long, and it wasn't fun. I mean, every single week having to try to just continue to get better and better, and results not paying off the way you wanted to. It wasn't a lot of fun, and we have a lot of those same guys back, and they know how that.
How that felt, I think, is
okay. I thought I did something there for half a second, but did I push the wrong button?
No, that was just it. Just got cut that way. That how they felt, I think, is what how he wrapped up that sentence. Well, I think you have to love that mindset. That's truly what separates. That's why, you know, this team has had the success that they've had. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not satisfied. I know it's very cliche when you hear that kind of stuff in sports, but they won 11 games in and they won the division.
Right.
But we all know last year, I mean, whether it was a Christmas Day game against the Raiders.
Devastating loss.
The Packers loss, the Philadelphia Monday Night Football loss. Like, heck, the Lions lost week one with the Kadarius Toney ball batted up in the air, pick six. Like, there were plenty of moments where there was frustration. Mahomes, for the first time in his career, we saw him on the sideline, you know, with his emotions and the referee thing. And
yeah.
All of that was different because of that. And there is a huge chunk of the roster back from last year. So, yes, the end goal is the end goal, and that's ultimately what matters. But they know that they got to be much better than they were last year in the regular season.
Yeah, and you also have to love that, like, teams like this use it's a weird fire to burn inside of you, and it's good to see that this is one that, you know, because we sit here and we talk and we'll say, yeah, you know, they don't listen. I don't believe that. I think they really have their ear to the radio. I really do believe that from the bottom of my heart. They knew the offense was bad. Christmas Day, everybody's day was ruined that went there because I was there. It was a pathetic showing. And if you look at where you could take the most criticism from this team, because I'm sure we've done this before with our shows where, like, you think you have a really good show and then the boss sits you down and has you listen to it. He goes, yeah, I didn't really like that. You took too long to get to your topic. You didn't pay off your tees. You're like, damn, I thought I really nailed that. Mahomes is just straight up honest with you. The offense wasn't good last year. You look at all the games that were lost, it was an offensive problem. And I think for the first time in Mahomes' career, a la why you saw him get frustrated on the sidelines, and people took many different angles to this, I think that this really shook Patrick Mahomes to his core, because I don't think he's really ever had a time in his career, it's still new and young, where the problem was the offense. And he knows that his skill set makes everyone around him better, and that result didn't happen last year because Kadarius Toney was a catastrophic failure. There were several opportunities where that didn't work. The offense was the reason, or drops were the reason, that this team would end up losing a few games. You mentioned the Packers game, MVS. Sure, there was a penalty. There were other games, too, where it was like, if you can just be here and catch this, this doesn't end this way. And like Binkley has said, they beat Buffalo. They're the number one seed. Like, that game, and they beat Detroit. Both of those resulted in an offensive disaster that ended up losing that game for you. So I love this sort of fire and this sort of, like, look yourself in the mirror and be like, okay, where can we get better? Well, it starts with the thing that I command the most, and that's the offense, and we're hungry and ready to get back out there.
Well, and it's important because, look, the schedule has been a first-place schedule for 7 years now, I guess, you know, in this dominance of the AFC West. But right out of the gate, they have a chance to put themselves either in a very good spot when we eventually later in the year talk seeding and home field and all that, or they'll have another uphill climb a little bit because they open up, as we know, against two very good teams that'll likely be contending to win their division in the Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals.
The other thing I'll bring a point to you is that normally when there's an offensive flaw, it's what, Alex, like 2 or 3 weeks and they sort of figure it out. Remember when they did the cover two press, it was like, crap, they took away my home run ball. What do I do now? It's like, learn to throw your curveball, Pat, and see what happens. And it took what, maybe 3 weeks, if I'm being unbiased, to like where it was like, okay, now the offense seems a little legit. This past year, it took it basically took 14 weeks, and then they just leaned into Pacheco, Rice, and Kelsey were like, sorry, everybody else, this is what we're doing because we know this works, and if we can get something that works, we can carry this in behind the legs of this defense, which is the other asset that you have that won the defense this year for the first time in a long time in our lives. Where at the end of the year, we're going, damn, that Super Bowl was great, but my God, if they just had a better blank, and this year is just offense, and they address it, Brown, Worthy, all the Slippery Rock Kid, or whatever. I didn't even know that was a school. Found that out today.
Yeah, Drew came.
I was like, is that his nickname?
Drew came into the bullpen because you have a new podcast out, right?
Yes, today.
So you were working on the podcast, and you came back in the building. You're like, the Chiefs got that. You're very excited.
They got Ayuk.
They got themselves a new wide receiver.
I was trying to sell it.
And I was like, what? And you're like, the kid from Slippery Rock. And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, that's a roster guy number nine, literally roster guy number 91 or whatever. Somebody that I'm sure they just need an extra body, you know.
I'll just wait till he has a one-handed catch.
True. People will. Yeah, true. That does happen.
Yeah. Jonathan Ball.
He'll be playing in the fourth quarter of the first preseason
game. Tony Moyaki still has one of the greatest catches in Chiefs history, and that's all he's got. That's all he's got, man.
Yeah.
My buddy has it, I think, in a picture frame.
I'm pretty sure.
A huge one, but I'm pretty sure a buddy of mine has it. One of my buddies, he bought a Tony Moyaki jersey. He thought that catch was going to do
it. Super athletic kid, just couldn't stay healthy. He was somebody that I know everybody was at the time. And it's funny because
that was one catch
post Gonzalez, they had Moyaki and Brad Cottom and some other guys that they thought. And then like, oh, you'll never see that. And then little we know, here comes Travis Kelce and he surpassed Tony Gonzalez, who was obviously incredible as well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.